Okay, so last week, if you have the chart, right, we went through the different factors in stock. Did you not get a fancy schmancy chart? I have more of them downstairs. But there you go, right? But I noted that in general, right, the way I think of stocks is that you divide it into three main categories, the three main factors that people interpret in different ways and weigh in different ways, but they're all part of the conversation, right? One is trying to understand what the primary source is, however they are understood. I know you disagreed with me about how to understand primary sources, but meaning the sources to which everyone is answerable in Psak, you understand those sources, Gemara, whatever else might be in that category. That Gemara, beyond that, I don't know, right? Right, Tanakh through the prism of Gemara for sure, but
Rambam.
no.
Other sources if they're quoting directly
What?
Gemara. Other sources if they're directly
No.
quoting
I
Gemara.
mean,
No.
sure, if you
Their logic might be flawed.
if their quote is right, I mean,
Like Rav Moshe Feinstein.
okay.
Primary source.
Then the second is precedent, right? Is how have previous poskim understood the sugya? The third is custom broadly understood, which includes minhag of people, minhag haposkim. We had a few conversations of this week of what exactly counts as minhag and whatever. But I wanted to show you is right how you actually see this. Right, this isn't just theory. I think when you actually read the Hakdamot to the Beit Yosef, the Darkei Moshe, and the Marshal, you see the way they're grappling with exactly these factors and how, even though they're all dealing with the factors, they're weighing them differently. Right? I'm not making this up. Like, when you actually read what they're saying, you realize that's what they're doing. Now, why do I take these three? So it's very simple. 16th century, there's an explosion in halachic writing for a host of reasons. Why is there an explosion of halachic writing? One is printing press. Good. Two is? Why? So one is printing press, which makes it easier to produce in that way. The other is that there's a need for some sort of organization because of the Spanish expulsion. What?
I was thinking that on the market, right?
No, it is because Jews are now scattering across the world, right? So there's also a need. There is an attempt to sort of organize things because, right, if you were following the practice of your community for many, 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 many generations, and then pitom, you take a huge community and scatter them to the winds, right? So you have some of them are ending up in Israel, some of them are ending up in Amsterdam, right? Right, some of them are ending up in Constantinople, right? They're ending up in places with pre-existing communities and traditions, and now there's a tension, right? So if you have a new tool called the printing press, now's a good time to try to figure out what to do, right? It's whenever you have those two things, right, which is unrest and new technology that helps communicate, right, help like new communication technology, you can be sure that people are going to harness the technology to try to recover what's lost in the unrest. Same thing happens in the 20th century. Right, where you have World War II, and I mean, as Jews, you have specifically the Holocaust within that framework, right? And then people are displaced and lives are overturned. But then, in the latter half of the 20th century, there's so much development of communication technology. Later, 30 years later, 30, 40 years later, you have the internet becoming popular, right? Now, 30, 40 years is not that long of a time for communities to completely rebuild themselves. Right, so people are moving across the world, and the explosion of just new genres of halachic writing that explode, and right, it makes sense. So at the time, there's a major machloket whether the right way to go about this is to codify halacha or not. The most part in the 16th century, people were all on board with codification. They argued very much about what should be in that code.
Didn't they already had Rambam and a tour and
Yeah,
the
they had.
Hag?
So the Mahag's not really a code, right? They had the Rambam, and the Rambam was fought tooth and nail, right? They had the tour. What? Yeah, they had the tour. You're right, but that's about it, right? They're like Sifrei Kitzur, but not really codes, right? But the real era of codification begins in the 16th century, right, where, what? No, I mean, it sort of has, but like you had Shulchan Aruch, you have starting with the Beit Yosef, right, and trying to organize, using the Torah to organize halacha encyclopedically, and then the shortened version of Shulchan Aruch. You have the Rama, who starts by writing Darkei Moshe HaAruch, which is similar to Beit Yosef, but doesn't finish it because Beit Yosef writes, so he chooses to just write the Darkei Moshe HaKatzar and make his comments on the Beit Yosef. And then you have the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch that explode over the next century. Magen Avraham and Shach and Taz, oh, Shach's a little bit later, but Magen Avraham and Taz, Lavush, are all like in that first century, and then, right, not so long later, you get Shach and people like that, right? And then it goes on for a few hundred years, right? I mean, you have, you know, Pitchei Tshuva much later, but that's very, very significant, and Mishneh Berurah is still in 19th, 20th century, right? And you're still writing on the codes. That sort of stops. I mean, you still have some people who write on codes like that. I mean, Badei Shulchan was, anyways. The outlier in the 16th century who thought the entire enterprise, not just like exact details on how you write the code, but the entire notion of codification was flawed, is, as we'll see, Rishon Luria, is the Marshal, who was a cousin of the Rama, and he hated the entire thing. He's like, this is all evil. It's terrible. It's terrible. What? Yes, that's exactly what he's going to do. It's not just that. I mean, it's more than that, it makes it static, but that's part of it, is that, well, we'll see. But it's static, but also it's, on what authority are you making a code? Who are you to codify as if this is the only halacha? So analyzing these the main three svarim that emerge then, meaning two that were in favor of codification, but the argument how to codify, namely Beit Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and then the Yamshel Shlomo, who's there kicking and screaming and saying, no, 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 no. And everyone ignores for like 250 years. And then the Gra comes along and everyone's like, oh, he had a point, right? Which is basically what happens. Like 250 years, everyone is like obsessed with this codification. And then you have the Gra, who, even though he writes on Shulchan Aruch, it's usually like, I disagree. Look at Gemara. You know, like, it's upturned, you know, it just overturns a lot of this.
It already is so ingrained at that
point. Correct. Yeah. What? No, not Gra. It's not Minhag. See,
no,
that's what
I'm saying. That the code becomes
Minhag. Yes and no. Well, we'll see. So let's see, and let's see if you can see why I think that these three, right, reflect exactly these factors, but in different ways. Okay. So let's start with number one, the Beit Yosef. Okay, Sir Yosef Karo. So Karo, among the more interesting, colorful personalities in our history. He has his, you know, very staid side, the halachist, and then he has, you know, his nightly chavrusa with the malach. Woohoo. What? Yes. What's the problem? He has a book called Magen Mesharim, which is a record of his chavrusa with his personal chavrusa with the malach.
He's a record player.
He wrote a book, Magid Mesharim. My Magid. Like, my Magid, my private angel. You would have a chavrusa every night.
And he explicitly says that it's not unmetaphor or something like that?
Yes. He has... I don't understand what you want from me. What do you think? I mean, I've never had a chavrusa with an angel, but...
He did not like to learn Soviet.
No, nothing to do with that. I mean, I don't know what you want from me.
All I want to know is the facts that you gave me. I don't know how to interpret it, but...
Look, he quotes it. He even tells you, as I've told you this before, he even asked him, right? Right, he says, well, what do they think of me in heaven? Right, before he justifies his own acting as a posik, he's like, what do they say about me in heaven? And he asked the angel, and the angel says, Machrizin Vazlan Kamach, Umachazava Yakarli Dukna de Malka, Vachavin de Litlan Hushbana Mlavin Yatach, Alean Kaman Alman Mizdan Lakabal Hukroza, Shalin Vamrin. They said, Man Hahu Gavra de Melech Machay Hamlachim Chafet Bikaro. Who is the one who God. Right, stealing from Yeah, from Esther. Who kana sava daara deretz Yisrael? Hayu reish mitifta deretz Yisrael? Hayu mechabarna rabba deretz Yisrael? He is the great elder of Israel. He is the Rosh Hashiva of Eretz Yisrael. He's the great author of Eretz Yisrael. Megam im titnaheg al pi minagotai azakech ligmor kol b'chorech. Follow me, the Malach. I will give you schut that to finish all of your chiburim v'erach v'erach mikol shkia v'toh. There will be no mistakes. Ulad pisam, and you can print them v'hashem chol gvul Yisrael. And you'll be able to spread them in all of Israel. Kachol asher sh'alta mim Hashem lokecha. V'zakech lekayim b'cha v'anecha. It goes on, yes.
This is the source of authority for Torah.
It's not the source of authority. It's part of his learning. I don't know. Look, the Tzifra de Tzanuta of Ruchem Velazhen, or one of the Velazhens, his brother, Shimon Velazhen maybe, says that the Gra used to have an angel come to him all the time, and the Gra would say, no, go away, I want to learn with Amelos. And he would instruct his Talmidim to ignore the Malachim who came to them, but they would come. He would just tell them to... you can read it. Anyways, fun times. What's wrong? I don't know. I don't know. Look, you have that. You have the Shut Min HaShamayim, where he would write letters and put it under his pillow, and he would get answers. No, Shut Min HaShamayim. One of the Bali Tosfot.
Okay.
Rav Yaakov of Marvej. Lo Zachiti.
You try it.
What?
You should try it.
Yes, I will do my best to have a chavruta with the Malach. Okay.
Put a challenge to it. I would do it.
Yep. Okay. Anyways, so this is so not the point. So the Beit Yosef says as follows: Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher bara lamo l'tachlit ha'adam. Thank God who made the world for man. Mikol min ha'adam b'char l'olam skula Yaakov chevel nachlato. And from all the world, he chose the Jewish people. Mirov ado l'am grovo k'rav nothin arsin. And out of the love for us, it was to Har Sinai. V'inchilano idei mivchar. And he gave us through the greatest of all humankind, Moshe. The Torah that'll be good for us. Right? So far, all's good, right? Everything's good. Torah, we're wonderful. And then he says, okay, that was the end of a good history. But then life got long. We got poured out from one vessel to another. Uvagola lachnu, we went in galud. Vekama tzarot surot kufot. Vetzarot zu lazu. Bava alena, we had so many troubles. Ad ki negayim. Banu avonotenu. Va'avda chachmat chachamav. Until because of our sins, we forgot our wisdom. Va'azlat yada torah v'lomdea. And we forgot the Torah. Ki lo naset ha-torah kishtei torot. Ela ki torot ein mispar. The Torah is no longer like two Torah, which is what it says in the Gemara, right? That when Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai started learning and the fighting and not learning enough, so that the Torah became two. So it's not two anymore, it's a million Torah. The Sivat, Rova, Svarim, and Imtsayim, Bevermish, Vadevdan, and there's so many books. The Gam, Kihaim, Aliyam, Shema, Kamam, Tamay, Tala,
you were saying there were so many books?
Yes. And he says, Vigam, Kihaim, Aliyam, Shalom, Kavanatam, Aitala, Ha'ir, Mechoshkenu. And he says, they all had good intentions, which was to enlighten us in the dark. But instead they dragged us from the light into great doubt. Because everyone writes their own book. Exactly. And they write that. Or they say the opposite of what he said. They don't even quote the other one. And then poskim will quote something as if it's agreed to by everybody, with no one arguing. When you look into the sugya, you discover it's a machloket. The im yomar adam becholden shitzarech lachkor sharsho motzo b'divrei gemara mefreshim v'poskim kulam. Let's say you just say, Aaron says, fine, no problem. I will just learn the Gemara, Rishon HaMachon. I'll learn everything and every sugya. Very easy. What's the problem? Yichbar adavar alav mod. It will be hard, very hard for him. Thank you. He says, "Kol shekein ki lelim to a petach ladara makom adin batamud." And he says, that's for sure, if you're going to try to even find it in the Gemara, good luck. He said, we have certain books that are good at telling us where things are. Rabban Yerucham, the Magid Mishnah. By reading them, you realize how little you know. If you don't know all of Shas. Right? And sometimes they won't even bother telling you where it is in the Gemara. He said the Magid Mishnah is commenting on the Rambam. So the Rambam doesn't bring it, he won't tell you where it's from. And your Rucham is eclectic. He tells you what he wants to tell you. Someone's long, someone's short. Good luck. So he said, you're going to look for it. I'm skipping that a little bit. He said, you'll find it. You won't know it. He said, and if you manage to find the Gemara, now what? You'll have to read the sugya. In Peirush Rashi, Tosfot, Achakach, Yain, B'divya, Rifa, Rosh, Aranam, Orchai, Achakach, Meramam, Shar, Poskim, V'gam, D'vriya, Tshuva, Gdolim. You have to look at all the Rishonim, all the Tshuva, all the everything. To figure out how you pass. This is endless. So now he says, next paragraph. And if you want to try to find every position, good luck. Like, not going to happen. Says, even if you know all of Shas, all of Rishonim, all of Poskim, there's this thing called forgetting. Right? Lo aleinu. Magam bedvarim, rabbi istafur, and say, yagi la rik chazashom. So you'll do this all for no reason. So then he says, fine. You'll say, I give up. I'm going to look at the kitzur svarim. The summaries. The short notebooks. Right? V'im yomar adam l'chol b'sifra ha-kotzrim. Like the smock and the auger and the kolbo. Says, derech k'tzara v'aruka. What does that mean? It's the short, long way. Kimelam lo yuchal adat shum din kol chado. It seems easy, but you will never know anything. Zeri, nothing. Fraud receiver agur. It's definitely the agur. Harbanko maybe lashon atur. To lashon ahu tzarech nagar uvar nagar di farkine. Said he'll quote the tour, and then you need what, right? Nagar bar nagar farkine. The carpenter is a carpenter to redeem it for you. It's like, yeah, who's on Matika Moshe Matzo? And then he says, sometimes he'll quote one posik who says it's one way, even though the entire world paskins the other way. How are you supposed to know anything? It's like impossible. So then he says, this is the problem. So next paragraph, he says, I have a solution. Al Kain Ani Hadal Balfi Yosef Ben Reiner Av Ephraim and Reiner of Yosef Karo. Kineti Lashem Tzvakot. Now you see he's getting passionate. I was zealous for God. Who is he comparing himself to in that moment? Eliyahu Hanavi. Very good. Kano Kineti Lashem Tzvakot. Right? I am Vini Ardi Chitznai L'Sakela Misila Yiskam Dichar Sefer Kol El Kol Adinim Anugim Bever Shor Shem Otseyem Yagbara Im Kol Chilukei Sfarot Aposkim Ishlo Ne'edar, which is quite the statement. I decided that I would take every halacha, quote every shita, ish lo ne'edar. What is ish lo ne'edar? No, I'm not a person missing. I decided I'll write the book on every sugya with every shita that has ever been quoted. Easy. What's the problem? I don't want to make it a separate book. Because then I have to repeat what other people did. So I said, let me attach it to some other posik. So I said, he said, maybe I'll use the Rambam because he's the most famous posik who ever lived. He said, oh, come on. The Rambam only brings one position. That's not going to help me to be comprehensive. So I did the tour because the tour wrote some sort of code where he brought other sheet out. And now he says, this is what I did. Next paragraph. I mean, he did. It's called the Kesef Mishnah.
Right, but I'm saying it's not halacha. Meaning he's just bringing... He's not bringing like halacha. Would he have done a halacha with his country, basically?
I don't know. Yeah, whatever. He says, I assume that's part of it also. He says, Vizel Mishpat HaSefer. This is what I did. Umaseu Levira Din Shekadav Balaturim. So I went through the tour. The first thing I do, I figure out, Imu Mishnah, Ubraita, Tosefta, Omein, Rabbi Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, Ubisifra, Sifreo, Vimechilta. First thing is, where is this from? In the Gemara, Chazal, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifra, Sifrei, right? That's the first thing. So, first of all, in our factors. Now he's starting to tell you how he poskens. First thing he does is find the source. Why? Which factor is that?
Right.
Yeah. So I want to find the source. Yes? Point one. Go ahead.
Who is this again?
Rabbi Yosef Karo?
No, I'm saying who's writing this?
Rabbi Yosef Karo. This is not Yosef.
The
Emu Muskam, then I want to figure out if it's agreed upon. Oh, machloket tanaim amoraim. Right? So even in Chazal, you know if it's a machloket. Fine. Then I need to figure out is if it's a machloket in Chazal, how are we paskin? And is there a machloket about a paskin within Chazal? The Em maybe a machaber svarot poskim. And if there's multiple positions, then I need to figure out where each of them read it in the Talmud. Right. So again, so he's telling you, does he care about primary source? Yes. I want to judge everything. Where is it from? And how did different people understand the Gemara? Yes? And if he left someone out, like he left out the Rif, or Svarah Rambam, Svarah Poskim Achirim, Yavi Svarah Poskim Nishpatim Tambam. And then I'll fill it in. And if something's not clear, so then I will explain it, especially the Rambam, which is not always clear because it doesn't tell you. So then I will use the Magen Mishnah on the Ran, and sometimes I'll ask you a kasha here, right? And sometimes I'll say you need to explain the Rambam, etc. So now the next paragraph, he says, okay, so first thing I did was Gemara. Then I wanted you to understand how later poskim did it. So I took a list of just the major poskim I could think of, and I recorded them. Nimza Shemisha Yasever Zelefanav. So if you have my book in front of you, Yisturim Lefanei Divrei HaTalmud, you will have the Gemara and every sugya im Perish Rashi V'Tosfot Aran Piskei Arif Rasha Mordechai Rambam Vagotam Magid Mishnah Rabbeinu Yerucham Sefer HaTrumah Shmuel Lekev Rokech Shari Dura Sefer Taj V'Sefer Yerun Mukay Yosef Smag Smak Orch Chaim Torah Bayit Agoda Ashiri Sefer Amanik Ogur Sefer Balei Nevesh La'Arayved Chuvat Arash V'Arash Bavri Bashesh V'Rav Shimon Bar Tzedech Mari Kolon Chuvat Adeshen V'Chol Dvarim V'Varim Meitev. Only those people explained very well. Right? U'Viktan Mekomen Mamer Zohar. And sometimes the Zohar. Okay. Exactly. Right? Now he says, okay, fine. Vilayo kikfar noda sharosh v'morachav esmag v'smag tzivar chum v'agon maimon kulam nimshachan avay divay tosfot. And he said, in all the Ashkenazim, we know they followed tosfot. Ala rov. L'chem exam v'lochtov v'aytam al shadeinu shomei anik shenichot divdara tosfot. He nizrach l'chotov v'dara kadoshim alolo. Said, if you think that I missed someone, I didn't. Sometimes when all the Ashkenazim said the same thing, I just said tosfot. Okay? So if I don't repeat Tosfot and the Maramei Rutenberg and the Spock and the Spock and the Mordechai and the Rush. Forgive me, they all said the exact same thing. Okay, I knew it. Talmud of the Rush. Huh? He's a contemporary of the Rush. They're both Talmud and the Maramei Rutenberg. Okay. Maramei Rutenberg had three major Talmudim: the Rush, Mordechai, and the Got Maimoni. They're contemporaries. He said, so don't forgive me. Right? He says, Al Yachshiduhu, Nadanu, right? Don't judge me. I knew it. I knew everything. Stop. Right, exactly. So then next paragraph. Falachain is scamti, but he said, but what am I supposed to do? But so then I said, okay, now I've quoted everything for you. Falachain is scamti bidaati liot shlosham udea ra sharabait ubayit bait disrael nishanal and baratem halohima harif aram varash zal. I took the three poskim that everyone relies on, which are the Rif, Ramam, and Rash, and I said to myself, Libishimakam Shishnaim Maskim Ladarachat, Nivso Kalacha Kmotam. If two of them agree, I paskin like them. Im lo b'miksa mekomo shekol chachmi Yisrael rubam cholken al dar ahu v'lachem pashat aminag behefech. Unless everyone disagrees.
With all,
for some reason, everyone disagrees with those three. Because people rely on them. That's what he says. V'makom she'echad min ha'shlosha amunim iskarim lo gila ta'ito. And if they don't tell you what their opinion is, so then I bring in the Ramban, Rashba, Ran, Mordechai, Smag, blah, 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 blah. Right? And if they don't, then I find something else. Right?
It seems like his goal here is possible to tell what people are already possible.
Ah, very good. So now I tell you, so, right, we skip now to the end, right? So now, if I ask you, what are you talking about?
It was the Shulchan Aruch. He's setting all
the... what are you talking about? Okay, and just look at the last paragraph. But just look at the last paragraph. He says, V'im b'miktzat arzo nagu iser b'ktzat dvarim, avo b'shanu nachre b'evach yachziku b'min hagam. But if there's a place where they have a custom against what I said, then even if I pass differently, don't change your minhag. Kikar kibbalayim derech hachama oser, v'asr lem leno keter, right? So then don't... Right? Your rabbi says usher, and I say it's mutter. Follow your rabbi. Follow your minhag. Okay? So, here's his methodology. The methodology of Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So here are the three factors, right? Is he clearly somehow balancing all three? Yeah. Yes, he tells you that explicitly, right? He tells you that the first thing he does is make sure he knows where something comes from in the sugya. Does he care about minhag? 100%. He tells you, if you have a minhag against my psak, then follow your minhag. Right? So he's part of the conversation.
He doesn't really use his analysis
at all. Correct.
He says the entire thing is precedent.
Very good.
He's not possibly, he's telling you over.
But that's what he thinks psak is. But that's exactly my point. I told you, I said, every posek, you're going to find a nod to these three factors. Right, but different posts can weigh them in different ways, and it's very clear. So Harag is very explicit. He's like, I care about sugya. Minog has a role, and if you have a strong minog against my precedent psak, then follow it, at least l'chomra. But primarily, if you asked him which of the three factors is the most important to him,
precedent,
right? And he says as well somewhere either I skipped it or it was in the ellipses. Is he says okay, and why don't I? Paskin straight from the Gemara, because he says, at the end of the day, if everyone says it, you have a kasha, and the Rambam understand the sugya, big deal. The Rambam knew your kasha. I trust the Rambam to understand the sugya. But yes, he acknowledges the three factors, but he makes it very clear that under most circumstances, the primary psak for him is based on his assessment of precedent.
This could lead to
Shulchan Aruch. It could lead to Shulchan Aruch.
And also inconsistencies between different cases.
Correct, it could. 100% it could. Because you're not trying to be consistent. You're fine to find a majority. And sometimes that will not create conceptual consistency. Correct. That can happen.
Oh.
Very good. Look, there's a reason I'm showing you this. Because you could say, that's not psak. And I'll say, really? You tell that to most people, that Shulchan Aruch is not...
Yeah, that's something.
Okay, but you understand. What?
The
sure, but he thinks he's following... Good. Okay, now what about number two? The Rama. Okay? The Rama also gives you his nice poetry, right? Uvagia Tor Esther, but that's funny because he doesn't, it's not Tor, it's with a tet. Rama, yes, this is the same code, right? He also writes a commentary, an encyclopedic commentary on, or at least where he thinks the Rama is. Uvagia Tor Esther, Ratzalomer Isser Vahetter, right? Right, the Tor, the Turim, right, the Arba Turim, right, Isser Heter, Tor Esther, Tor of the Isser Heter. You heard that? Yes, 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 yes. V'idchalti Hilchot Chalit. No, he wrote a book on Esther also.
What?
He actually wrote a proper book on Esther. No, I don't think so. No, he wrote it during lockdown.
What?
It's hysterical. Yeah. It was cholera. Yeah, no. He writes it and he says, why did I write this book? Because we're in lockdown and I'm depressed and I realize the only thing that makes me happy is Torah. So I wrote a book on Esther. Yes, I would. Right at the beginning of COVID, everyone was passing around because we went into lockdown the day after on Shushan Purim, right? Yeah, it was great. So he says, Achazot Platzot Lavashani Chalchala. He's getting a little obsessive in the Esther thing, right? It's all these words are from Esther, right? Vatit Chachel Hamalka, right? Vishami Nature Roshagala Ari Misal Shamaim Rochala Hain Kadish Mechamko Asaf. Right, in case you thought that people didn't think of the Beit Yosef as angelic, he did. He said, I shook. Right? My whole body shook when I heard that the candle of Israel, the head of the entire exile, right? El Hashamayim, Viruach Elahein Kadishin Bechafno Asaf. You know what that means? who went to the heaven, and the spirits of the angels, in his hands he gathered them.
Can we talk about this angel stuff more?
V'chiber sefer Beit Yosef, asher kol ro'av yadun et malato. He wrote the that everyone looks at and says, whoa! Ve'et tuvo v'rov tuvo hatsafun bekirbo. Okay, this is like very intense. Ozdiv halti, shepol harek palti. So then I realized I had written my own Beit Yosef style book, and I'm like, Lorek, this was pointless. Beit Yosef did it better. I don't have anything to do with my life. Right? What am I doing? Vela ne'ur hazehit palalti. Ki nefrei neged chacham anal ka'ayin nechshav ushraga betir amayahani. Because what I did is nothing compared to him. It's what's shraga betir amayahani? My mahani, it's a Gemara phrase. What is the point of a candle in sunlight? Right? Shraga batira. What? Nothing. It does nothing. He said, in his great knowledge, he covered everything. God blessed him with everything. He missed nothing. Nothing. Right? Basically contemporaneous. Same time. I don't know. After a few days of this depression, right, I was like, I wrote this book for years, and it's pointless. My stress melted. Right, and he said, I have one more bracha for you, my father. Which, of course, these are all puns. I hope you catch them.
Yes,
it's a pun from Esav. Do you have another bracha, my father? And he says, I have a bracha for you, my father. So that everything I shouldn't be hidden. Blah, 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 blah. So what did he say I'm going to do? Right? I have something to add. Okay? You can read the rest of his poetry. And I said in the next paragraph, right? So I'm going to add, da, 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 da. This is what I added. Ha'alef, lahavi, called rimbala, orechatzo. First, I'm going to bring it shorter. Okay? Right? He has the kitzer. Okay, first thing, Beit Yosef is pretty long. I'm going to write some short comments. Okay. We appreciate. Good. Next paragraph. Hasheni. Shosafti adrav kama vakama. Uparatsi negva v'yama. Bedivrei roshim achareim halo lelokim pitronim. And I added what he didn't. V'machochma shachanti armaim nivonim. Ben shulei mi'ilav taltelei pamonim. Kederach shamru. Istra bilagina kashkash karya. Chuvatan v'tzidan marim al tihi rosh la shualim. Nav la'aryei. V'od katavi arbei chuvot gonim. U'chuvat achareim. And I added all the things that he didn't know. Kitchuvat marivayo. Bidirea servaheter haroch. Shelochazum yavav. Achaber beyosef lorum yamav. The things that he didn't see. Okay. Hashlishit. But now he says, well, he didn't. Hashlishit vahu aikar. Vua tachlit amuvukash vazamachir. But main point, why did I write the Rama, the Darkei Moshe? Kiadua sharav mechaber beyosef vetivo el hagdolim nichsav. And now he gets the main point. The Beit Yosef said it, that he followed the Gedolim. Pasak alecha b'mokom al pi shnayim v'shlosha edim. I really hope you appreciate every pun here. Hema, you have to remember, you have to listen to the poetry. Right, he says, right, ki adu asharav v'chaber Beit Yosef, b'tivo al ha'gdolim nichsaf, u'pasak alecha b'mokom al pi shnayim v'shlosha edim, hema ha'gaonim ha'nechmadim, harif v'arambam v'arash m'chokom, sh'shnayim mehem l'dad achat nitzmadim, u'lushar rabot adirat or lochash aleihem. So all the other gdolim, he said, don't care. Rock me, welcome, Gedolim. Amad levsok aloch kedivishneiim. Vakim kamoi velo batrav velo chash the dvarim. Shetzavchu bo kamoi de kamoi. Doesn't matter. Earlier poskim said something different. Later ones, right? He just said three people. Aloh riff. That's all he gets. He said, what are you doing? The riff says that you should poskim kibatrai. Right? Halacha kibatrai. The psak is like the later poskim. And you ignore earlier, later, you ignore everyone. Arbitrarily, you pick three people. Mazeh. Vafil b'makom narav. Eitzal tamim chim adrachim tamid rasham. And now he says, and who am I going to bring in? Marik, Maharai. Asher b'eni ru kol mashav gil kol mor. V'ayidei zeh. Davar satar kol haminagim. Asher b'eilu amedinot. So now, what's his problem? Ah! It's not who he picked. It said, by picking those people, you went against Minhag Ashkenaz. Because we follow Maharik, Chuladeshen, and they paskin based on minag, right? Or we, our minag is paskin them. Arshe rubam benuyim ala klal hazeh bepshitut utmimut. Ve'ein mifak bekim achar divrehem. We don't question them. Welcome. Yes. L'chein loretzid gamkin lachlok aleihen. So I don't want to argue on them, right? So, and then in the next paragraph he says, and by the way, when you said you followed the three, you don't always. You don't live up to your own rules. That's his last paragraph. Okay, fine. We'll leave that aside. He may be right. But that's not the point, right? The Ramah tells you, okay? He doesn't tell you explicitly he cares about the Gemara, but I don't know because he's adding. But he tells you, what is he adding? He says, listen, I agree with precedent, but I think you missed some people. But more importantly, which people did you miss? Yes, exactly. His nexus is the poskim, the precedent that reflects Ashkenazi minhag.
But then in doing so, he destroys the nuance between different areas of Ashkenazi
minhag. Ah, that's a big question. Okay? But so I'll take that in 1 second. But the Ramah, if I now asked, the Beit Yosef, we said, gives a nod to all three factors, but he tells you very explicitly which of the factors he cares most about, which is precedent. The Ramah has quibbles on how you count the numbers, but what's his number one critique in the end of the day?
Custom.
Yeah. Minag Ashkenaz to follow these types of poskim. So he does have a very strong nod to precedent, but it's because this is the precedent that
precedent
has been incorporated into Minag, right? So the Ramah is somewhere between precedent and Minag, but it sounds like what really pushes him is Minag. Now, you'll tell me, wait a second, but then you're getting rid of nuance? That's not clear. And that comes down to one of the most interesting historical moments.
It's possible that his intent was just for
Minag. Ah. So this is one of those amazing moments.
I don't think he did it.
No. So this is an amazing moment where the early printings of the Ramah say that this is Leminhag Polin V'Ashkenaz. Okay? Right? Polin V'Ashkenaz. What's the problem? It's one thing for the Ramah to say that he reflects the Minhag in Polin where he lives. It's another thing for him to say about Ashkenaz. Right? But then there was a sefer called Vikuach Mayim Chaim, which critiqued the Ramah, and it said, I have a critique, but not against the Ramah. The Ramah, kvodem kamo munach, right? The Ramah never wrote such a thing. He said, look at the original printing. The original printing of the Ramah says, Leminhag, Poland. Who added Ashkenaz? The printers who wanted to sell books. And if you put on it that this is the minhag for Gans Olam, well, you're going to sell more books.
Gans Olam is Ashkenaz because it's a
Gans Olam means the whole world, but yes. Exactly. But so he didn't actually. That's the thing. The Ramah himself may not have been trying to override minhag. He may have had a less ambitious goal. It's just that
In the end,
it was, Anachlochim Biad Ramah, we follow the Ramah, and if you don't, your house will fall on your head. Right? So Eliezer says, whatever.
Correct.
Good. So that's a very clear major posek. We're talking major poskim. It's clear his nod is somewhere in President Minhag, probably more Minhag. Now let's go to posek 3, who's living at the same time. Like I said, was ignored for a long time, but Graver's going to like. And the Yamshel Shlomo says, also Shlomo Luria, he's a cousin of the Ramah, writing same time. But look at the difference. Where does he write it? No. That's Yitzchak Luria. This is Shlomo Luria. Not the Arizal. Very good. He writes his Akdama to Psak, not in a code, but in his Akdama to the first volume he happens to write a Pershan Chatz, which is Baba Kama. Right?
His method is so hard for
yeah, now watch it. What he says. Shlomo Alava Shalom Amar B'Chachmato. Of course, he has to start with Shlomo. Now, again, you have to appreciate his poetry. Again, he's the Yotam Rehema Bini, he's Zoyer Asot Tvarim Arbe in Kates, right? In Kohelet, it says, be careful. Don't write endless books. Vidarshu! Rabotenu Vergos and Pasim Chuyin Lishmal Divre Chachom and Jikru Sofrim. And you have to listen to the books, blah, blah, blah. You have to listen to the Chum and what they add. From Halacha Moshe Misinai Ala Torah Shvichtav, Hu Tachlit Kitzur Bekamut, Varoch Beichut. It's small in quantity, it's great in quality. Afo sifu v'gazer v'asim mishmeret l'mishmeret, right? They added takanot, right? All the things, okay, right? So first he has a whole celebration of the Gemara, and he says, and they had a machloket. He said, the rule in Psak is what? machloket is a rishonim afil bat koloi mashkichem. V'kulam divrei Elokim chayim. He said, what are you doing? You don't listen to a bat kol. Every position is the word of God. Ki ilu kibel kol echad mipi agvura mipi Moshe. Every position is like from God himself and from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ha'afshel yasa davim Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though Moshe never said it. Liot shnei avachim anosei achad. Even have two opposites. Okay. But he says, afal pichein dimuach hacham l'rov yishur v'chizuko. But every posik based on his own strength. She'ein bo davar shotzi misecha apoa el asher nit olo b'muskalot shniyot shlishut. Right, based on his own intelligence. He comes up with it. L'vein davar shabai lav v'kol chush adibor b'kabal lochem ha'shmi sinai. Afshel l'zumim mofe. And it goes on, right? Okay, you can read all his beautiful poetry, but we don't have time. Next paragraph. L'chein amar hacham. So now I said, me'achar shedivrei hacham mamitim kulam divrei l'kim chayim. I have a slight problem. If everybody's, what everybody said is from God. Afilu b'machlokotam, even when they disagree, kavachomer b'shur d'me'achan b'shur, when they agree, imkein hagamaz b'chav, Moshe lama lo katav, b'yagvura b'rei tev, kefir sheraui, mibli shebo'shum safek. Said, why did Moshe do this? Just write a book with the answers. What do you want for my life? V'yeh panim echad l'torah, v'lo mem tet. So there'll be one Torah, not 49. Gam zulatza. Meshe roi lo sif l'exor, roi lo Moshe l'idi av sifar. And takanot, Moshe said it too. Right? Just tell me everything. Right? On all the xerot. It goes on forever. And he, poetry, poetry, poetry. Right? Why not? He says, very simple. Because you can't. You can't. You can't answer every question. It's not possible. So God gave the Torah to the Chacham in every generation. Yeah, everyone based on your own intelligence. And God will help you. So now he's the next paragraph. I'm sorry, they're all very poetic. And if you don't know all of Tanakh, you know what they're doing. Okay. He says, all of you, if you aren't prophets, then they're children of prophets. Habitu ru'u. Im Shlomo Amar Alava Shalom Amar Bito Neged Chachme Doro Shlomo Makivit Chach Ulam Rochav Hasagatam Asot Tzvarim Enkates. He said, if Shlomo Amelech said to his generation, stop writing books, right? Because there's going to be Sveikot and da 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 da. Anu Yatve Di Yatme Shenel Kepetach Machat Shel Sidke. Us, our hearts are the size of a broken needle. V'im. Rishonim malachim, if the Rishonim were angels, anu kechamorim mamash. We are just donkeys, total donkeys. Eiz a sefer, ve'eiz a chibur sheyaspiku anu. Kavachomer tells us sefer of sveikot. He said, what book can be enough for a sefer of sveikot? Right? So he said, what happened? So now he tells you the history. So what did we do to solve this problem? The Mishnah. Right? We were all weakening. Rebbe wrote the Mishnah. Okay? Ruda Nazi wrote the Mishnah. Right? Next paragraph. Great? Okay? We're good? Mishnah, then Gemara. Said we were okay. But now he gets to Psak. Emet. I will tell you the truth. Shari Moshe ben Maimon Hasvara Dizal. The Rambam, Azachibur Na'e, Mikol Asheri Lefanav. The Rambam made a good book. Better than anyone before him. Being on Zeshu, Mesudar bil Chotav, Perkav, Kotzer, Sipur. It is amazing. It is short and to the point and clear. The Kol Torah, Im Starav. And it covers the whole Torah. Nahug, Vener Nahug. What we practice, we don't practice. Lo Yesh Tavar Shiniach Malam Sefer. He didn't leave anything out of the book. It's great. Uve'emet Lefi Da'atov Zechlo Katav Kol Torah. And according to him, to his own opinion, he wrote the Kol Torah Kula. Kilu Kibel Moshe Mipi Agvura Halachal Moshe Misinai. As if he was the Moshe who got it from Sinai. Mibli Raya. And therefore he didn't bother proving anything. And therefore he says, Umi Mishum Hachi Hu'enu Mekubo B'Seichel Anikne. And therefore you can't paskin like it because you don't know what he's saying. What? He said, and therefore you ignore it. He's like the Rambam thought he was Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore he doesn't bother proving it. And therefore no one with a head on their shoulders can paskin like it because you have no idea why he said anything he said. He says, this is not mine. He says, it's like Ramosha Mikutsi Bala Smag, like the Smog said of him, Shuk Halom Bali Pitaron Binyanza. It's like a dream without any Interpretation. Shim yavoa cholek alav basaga lo timta makom lenatzcho. If I try to critique it, you can't tell me whether I'm right or wrong. Ki meyad amaya kavanato. I don't know what he wanted from my life. Oh machan raya mitamut shalanu. Oh mi Yerushalmi. Oh mi tosefta. Oh mi nagon. Oh mi svaratzvo. I don't know if it was Gemara. Yerushalmi, the gonin, he made it up from his own svara. Otod soferhu. Or maybe it's a typo. He's like, I have no idea. Like read the Rambam. He's like, I have no idea. Kasher yish makamim makamot. He's like, so many times you look at it and you're like, lum this in the Rambam. He's like, no, it's a typo. It's like, I have no idea. What is this? A hodava lo bosh, or maybe the Rambam himself changed his mind. Right? And he said, the Migdal Oz, every time the Ravid critiques the Rambam, the Migdal Oz defends him. And he destroys and twists everything for no reason. He violates Baal Tashkir on the ink that he used defending the Rambam. Kasher katavti alav v'perek achovel. You don't know this. Yom Roshola wrote it in the halachic treatment of Baal Tashkir. In Bava Kama, he notes in his halachic treatment of Baal Tashkir that an example of that is that the Migdal Oz violated Baal Tashkir on the ink he used to write his book defending the Rambam from the Ravid. He's like, this is pointless. Because all he does is defend the Rambam. What? No, because the Migdal Oz defends the Rambam no matter what. He never has his own opinion. It's only the Rambam is always right. So he says, that is baltashtit. Calls him simyon einayim. It is blinding the eyes. Maybe Rav Zichron Levarav, afilu ma'at b'techlita kitzorei maspik, umi yavo acharei ha-melech shekfar aso. And therefore he says, let's go back to basics. I will tell you how I paskin. Now, Zor Lerishonot, la-talmud, ashar naskima. This is how we paskin. Gemara. I read the Gemara. I drink from it. And he said, the only people I care about are the Bali Atosfot. What? Because he says, why? Because the Bali Atosfot made all of Shas into one unit. Then instead of it one Gemara, is they make sure that every sugya, you know all the other relevant sugya. He said, that's Baleim Nevar Divrei Chachamim Kadarfanot.
Did he say something from me about it?
What? He doesn't say anything. And they send you to the right place. They send you the right place so that you can figure it out without any contradictions. Right? Why do I love the Bali Tosfot? Because they force you to read all of Shas. Because in every sugya they tell you, look at all the relevant sugya and you'll figure it out. And then you'll figure out the stirot. Right? And then he said in the next paragraph, Af calls out lo speak lachronim, but that wasn't enough. The achronim write their own derech, and they contradict each other, and Rabbi Nutam, and the Riva, and they had all these students. He was one of the Bali Tosfot. Yeah, he said, and there's all these Bali Tosfot, they're all wonderful. And he said, therefore, I couldn't hold myself back from writing a book. Why am I writing a book? Because what's everyone else doing? They're destroying machalkim. Right? That's correct. So I wrote a book to go back to the sugya. Sometimes it would take me a whole week. This is my opinion. This is how I do things. I bring everybody. But I don't give anyone preference. Even though our generation, they all think, oh, that posik from before us, he can't be wrong. Don't challenge him. Said, even person, the smartest person who has jewels coming out of his mouth, you know what I say about him? You know what that means? What this person from anybody else? Like, okay, so he's smart. Okay, there are other smart people. What do you want from me? Hello, he's like, I also know how to learn. I also know how to read the Gemara. אבל אמונה באמת שמיים שהוכחתי כמה פעמים, בפרד מבוזים האחרים, שטוב וכמה קודם תלמוד, and I show them, they're wrong. כי איך אמרתי מן המטוב, הם בעניין, you know, like I show how they're wrong, like little students, בעניין, עניין, הלכה, they just learned it wrong. That's what I do, I don't care. I'll show you how everyone's wrong. אל כן שמתי פניי כחלמיש, ואומר אמרתי בני, עליון, כולהון, אכן כאדם ידרשום, ולכן לא אמין לשום אחד מכם עם יותר מחברו. I don't believe anybody more than somebody else. Even if one is much greater than the other, one rule, the Gemara paskins, and proofs are what you need. Sometimes you are right for the wrong reasons. Right, Rabbi Tam is great, but sometimes he makes mistakes. Good, we have a third model. Correct!
He doesn't even mention the other two.
No, he does. He's like, I quote everybody.
They're wrong.
What? To show who's right, who's wrong?
He doesn't mention
them. Not once. Right? And precedence, he quotes. Precedence, he quotes. Why? So that you understand all the different ways you can read the Gemara.
At the end of the day, he really only hears that one thing.
Very good. So the Amshar Shlomo is writing the same time, and he looks at the two of them, and he's like, what are they doing? He's like, what are these codes? What are you doing? What did Moshe the Rambam is in Moshe Rabbeinu, Shulchan Aruch is on Moshe. Like, come on, I care about one thing. Gemara. So I wrote a book to tell you this is a Paskin Gemara. You don't like it? So Paskin your own way. I don't care. Right? But this is what you see. 16th century, the three major Poskim, one of who gets mostly ignored for 200 years, right? But, right, this is what I'm showing you. There are these different factors, but I can actually identify it. Poskim, who, again, Beit Yosef cares about all three factors, but he has a preference, but they're all part of the conversation. Rama mentions mostly two, but again, he wrote the Beit Yosef-like thing, so it's not really fair. He really did all three, but he gives preference to Minhag or precedent that reflects Minhag. Right, and then you have the Amshar Shlomo, who's like, look, I care about precedent because, like, they said something interesting, but, like, I don't care that much because I care about one thing, a Talmud or a Machria. But I wanted to show you that this isn't theoretical, right? The notion that these are the factors and the different posts can weigh it differently, and you'll tell me who's right? I don't know. How are you supposed to answer the question, who's right on a methodological level? Right? This is a meta question. I want to understand what the conversation is, but I mean, the Amshar Shlomo, you read it, it's like, I knew you'd like it. You're like, I am naming my son Shlomo after him. Like, you know.
What's his source of authority when Gemara does not paskin on something?
Svara.
No, but when there's two equal.
Svara.
Which one?
Whatever he thinks is right.
Isn't that what the Rambam does?
I quote him. He says, I also know how to learn. That's what he says.
Right. But
that's literally what he said.
That seems to be in terms of the Torah. But the Gemara leaves two open possibilities,
which are more accurate.
No, there's no accuracy because which one's right?
Whichever one he thinks is better. In the sugya.
Because he feels like it?
Right. Or that's because Bali HaTosva. He looks at all of Shas and unbalance.
He doesn't seem to take that as the underlying authority. He seems to take that as a simon of the.
Correct. Great, no, that Tosfot, whatever he thinks is the better read and call it in Shas taken as a whole.
Right, I'm saying when Shas specifically leaves something else, Shas doesn't pass on everything else, okay.
So that's not clear, because when you bring all this together, you might be able to derive a conclusion. I don't know.
He would say possibly that
I think so.
Never going to be
that's happen. What it sounds like, right? He says, sometimes I sat there for a whole week until I could figure out the Shoresh HaInyan, right? But I'd figure it out, right? But this is a very clear example.
But the Talmud is 100%.
Yep.
But doesn't he say at the beginning the issue is that if you lock it down, you're not going to be able to answer your questions?
Yeah, but he's like, not really.
But then he decides that he...
Correct, because there's the Gemara, and then after that,
so
it reposes.
He has no way for determining issues that don't exist.
Anyway, or he does. Understanding Shoresh HaInyan.
Right. But if there's a Shoresh...
The Shoresh HaInyan is like, you figure out the conceptual basis.
If the Gemara had left out something... You would have no way to...
Correct, if you think the Gemara left it out, rather than it dealt with the principle, now you have to apply it. But I give you these three to show you that, look, these are three major poskins in the 16th century, two of which became very prominent, and one whose derech basically gets ignored until the Gra. But you see, right, this isn't a guesswork. These are actually the factors, and you see very clearly when you read their self-description, they are taking very strong sides. I know the Graber has now converted to a Lurianic... Luriatic Lamdun. The other Luria, you know. This is his new line. Most people who are Lurianic are Kabbalists because they're following that Rizal. He is the Lurianic Lambda. I appreciate it. You see, I know. Great. Anyways, okay. But that was, so that's why I think it's important to read these introductions to see really that they write how these factors are in fact how people poskin. And
the
Marshal, Yamshar Shlomo, yeah. Or Shlomo Luria. Okay. Scratch, guys.